the Dr. Ben Show, your guide to a healthy, holistic human body with Dr. Ben Kersenbrock, DC.
Hey, hello, howdy, and hi, however and wherever you say peace. Thank you for listening into the Dr. Ben Show. My name is Bruce, and I have the good fortune to be your host and have the utmost honor of introducing you and the world to Dr. Ben Kersenbrock.
Thanks, Bruce. Happy to be here.
Now, if you listen to the first Dr. Ben Show podcasts, you know that I am a patient of Dr. Ben's and have been one for about 2 years. I've been a believer in chiropractors and have had more than just relief for more than a decade now because of my own experiences. But check this out. There's a company that's selling a device that does what a chiropractor can do, or at least it claims to, and all you have to do is lay on it. Dr. Ben, what do you think about the SpineWorks back realignment device?
So I looked at it. I've seen the images. I read the promo for it. And I think I have two analogies that basically sums it up. You know, that thing implying that it can do what a chiropractor can do is like the Pez dispenser saying it can do what a medical doctor can do and give you pills. You know what I mean? There's a lot more to it than that.
But it looks so inviting and so natural. I mean, it claims that you can lie on it. And just to describe it, there's a couple of ridges, and they're waved, and they're lined up next to each other. And you're supposed to lie on it with your back, your spine aligned in these ridges, and your natural weight is going to adjust you.
Yeah. You know, the problem with something like this is that you're not having someone that has a medical background take a look at it, at what you're coming in for your problem, what you think your problem is. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So, you know, here's a prime example. I had an old woman come in today who was telling me that she needed to have her neck and shoulder readjusted because of some pain. So I'd had her last week get an x-ray, and today we had a look at it, and it wasn't that she needed an adjustment. She had something called osteomyelitis, which is an infection in the bone. So let's say that she got one of these SpineWorks devices, and she were to lay on it and try to fix her problem. She would have been in big trouble otherwise.
Could have exacerbating the problem.
Not only exacerbated it, but have put herself in serious danger. Osteomyelitis is not something that you want. Bone infections are not something that you want to take lightly. So, you know, yes, you can. Some people may get some relief from this device. And it's probably not a bad thing. There's probably people out there who will benefit. But, you know, it's like the difference between having ramen noodles for dinner or having like a real home-cooked meal. You know what I mean? Yeah, you get full from one, but how much nutritional value are you really getting at it?
Boy, these analogies that you come up are great, you know. And that's what the Dr. Ben is all about, helping you to get the knowledge about ramen noodles and full meals.
There you go.
So you don't spend your hard-earned money on a foam rubber promise. Give us about 15 minutes of your time. And if you don't think Dr. Ben and his expert guest are helping you down the road to a healthy, holistic human body, thank you for giving us a chance. We wish you wellness and invite you to keep checking in occasionally. We're pretty sure you'll find something useful for your health. If you do find that the Dr. Ben Show is a good partner in your pursuit of a healthy, holistic human body, we wish you wellness and welcome. So the last time we talked to you, we spoke to Dr. Sandy Dorman about the benefits of chiropractic medicine as a tool towards a healthy life. This time we're speaking with Dr. Shelley McFadder of McFadder Family Chiropractic in Concord, North Carolina, to kick off our series on the techniques chiropractors use. And she joins us by phone from the great state of North Carolina. Thanks for joining us.
Shelley, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us.
We're going to talk to you about manual adjustments. And as a patient, why do people fear them so much?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I get this a lot, and it's funny because I was the same way from a patient standpoint of view, because I didn't grow up getting adjusted. For me, I was scared, to be honest with you. I was scared because I thought something was, you know, breaking or cracking. I just didn't know. It's basically my ignorance, right? And so I think people are fearful because of what they've heard or what they think might be happening. And then that can easily be overcome by just explaining, you know, to the patient and what's going on and why we're doing what we're doing with the manual adjustment. that makes sense.
Well, how did you get over your fear?
Well, honestly, with me, and unfortunately, this is still common, I was at the point of desperation. I've been given the runaround, you know, basically, God bless, and the medical doctors couldn't tell me what was wrong, right? And so they're poking me, prodding me, and actually, me and my parents were my last resort, and I had to get adjusted. And so I was in so much pain and so much discomfort that I was at the point where I would do anything to get out of it. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of people go through that, but there's no need to go through that. You can, you know, understand it, and we can walk people through it. They get comfortable, and you just got to ease people into that. That's all.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, Shelley. So I got a question for you. It sounds like you're specifically talking about the neck adjustment. And the fear that I see in my office is the same thing. It's something that I call the Schwarzenegger effect, right? You see Arnold Schwarzenegger turn someone's neck and they die right there.
Perfect.
So is it just the neck that gets adjusted in your office, or do you adjust the whole spine?
No, actually, we do full spinal adjustments. I see a lot of athletes, so we do a lot of extremity adjustments also. But I think, you know, the neck, just like you said, Dr. Bitt, I think the neck is the scariest part, right? Because just like we said, we think of the movies that we've seen, people are getting things, you know, they die because of these things. But nothing could be further, you know, further from that. I like that, you know, when they finally got through my sixth skull, they said, listen, I pay malpractice, just like Dr. Ben, we pay, you know, malpractice, you know, payments, right? Our malpractice is so low, we barely pay $100 a year because it's not dangerous. We don't hurt people. It's just the misconception of it. But the neck is just scary. That's why you have to ease people into it. And I think, I don't know about you, Ben, but I think most people are afraid of the pop right to click that they might think they might hear. So I just like to explain to them and to tell them exactly what's going on when they hear that.
You know, that's something that I look forward to is that pop, because it's always followed immediately by relief or some sort of release in there. Just what is that pop?
Great question. I love it. Okay, and so I used to think that we were talking about that something was cracking or breaking, right? But no different than when you might pop your knuckle. What that is gas being released from a joint. So when Dr. Ben and I, we rapidly move a joint back to its proper alignment, you will sometimes feel that gas, that pressure release, and that's that pop you hear. So nothing's clicking, nothing's popping, nothing's breaking. It's just that release of pressure. And that's why you feel the relief after that also, because it's going back into its proper alignment.
Shelley, how does it all connect? Why is it that some people need to be, if not all people, why is it that some people need to be adjusted? Why do we do it in the first place?
Awesome question. The reason why we personally adjust in our office, the only reason that we adjust is to restore the proper function in someone's spine. That's the bottom line, is restoring and the restoration of the healing and functioning in someone's spine. And remember, the spine controls everything. So your brain and your nervous system, also known as your spine, controls everything. So the purpose of getting adjusted, yes, we, you know, symptoms are easy, so we can get rid of your headaches pretty easily, your lower back pain pretty easily. But the objective is to improve the healing and functioning of someone's body, and that's why we adjust.
So it's not just biomechanical then?
The underlying purpose is just restoration of, you know, the proper way for the body to heal.
You know,
does that make sense?
It does make sense, and maybe you could explain it in maybe like a circuitry term. You know, I think a lot of people are familiar either through their use of computers or just through exposure that, you know, electricity has to have a connection in order for it to work right, and computers have to have a connection in order for them to work right, to send the right signals.
Exactly. So good. Oh my, that's a great analogy. And a good analogy I use, like I'm a mechanistic thinker, and so you have to make things factual, things be logical. So like the computer, or even like a car. So you have to think about a chiropractic adjustment to the spine as keeping your car's engine running efficiently. So, you know, when your light's out, that's a symptom. That might be your back hurting or headache hurting. We can fix that light, right? But if the engine, which is your spine, your nervous system, isn't working correctly, it's pretty silly just to focus on the light. Does that make sense? And so people get adjusted to keep their engine the main part of their car, the main part, you know, the motherboard of their computer working properly. And that's why we adjust, because it's the most important thing for your function and your healing.
Excellent. Dr. Shelley McFadder of the McFadder Family Chiropractic Center in Concord, North Carolina. Thank you so much for joining us today and for your insight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Dr. McFadder, thank you so much. It was good to hear from you. Have a good rest of the day.
To find out more about Dr. Ben, his practice, and his healthy lifestyle partners, check out his website at kersenbrockchiropractic.com.
And if you live in the Central Florida area or happen to be visiting on vacation, check out the website to make an appointment at our Lake Mary office. I welcome your comments and really like to answer your questions. So you can email your comments and questions to the Dr. Ben Show at info@kersenbrockchiropractic.com.
That's KERSENBROCK chiropractic.com. Now, if this is your first time to join us, you can download past, present, and future podcasts at kersenbrockchiropractic.com. In our next podcast, we're going to get into more detail about how nutrition can be your best medicine.
Yeah, that's right. Not only can nutrition be your best medicine, but what you eat really determines how you live.
And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to the Dr. Ben Show. How about a healthy thought to get us through the week?
Eat right or pay the price.
You've been listening to the Dr. Ben Show. Be sure to tell your family and friends. They can listen and learn more about how to live with a healthy, holistic human body at kersenbrockchiropractic.com. The Dr. Ben Show is a production of JBO Web Productions.com.